Good morning. My guest this morning is Elizabeth Craven, a director at Main Stage West in Sebastopol. And she is opening a new play that she's going to tell us about. And I'll tell you right now, it's fascinating. Good morning.
Good morning, Roland. Thank you so much for having us.
So this play is called After Miss Julie.
Yes.
By Patrick Marber. And
yes.
Of course, we remember the play Miss Julie by August Strindberg.
Yes, yes. So Patrick Marber is a contemporary playwright. And what he's done with this adaptation is quite interesting. He's taken, for those of your listeners who don't remember, the original was set in 1888 in the Scandinavian part of the world. What Patrick Marber's done is update the time period to 1945 on July 29th, I believe. I should know that. Anyway, July 26th, 1945, which is the evening of the victory of the Labor Party right after World War II. So it was a time when things were changing a lot in England, and the lower classes felt more empowered because it seemed like the social climate was more inviting,
right.
You know, from moving
right.
upwards.
Times were changing.
Yes. So in the original Miss Julie, it's very much about class and status. Miss Julie is from an upper class family. And her in the original, her paramour is this man named Jean. And in this production, he's John. And he's engaged to a woman named Christine. He works as a chauffeur in her father's estate. And Christine is a cook. And the whole play takes place in the kitchen when Miss Julie comes down on one hot and sweaty night after dancing to 1940s music, which you hear all the time through the first scene of the play.
Uh-huh.
And she tries to find a communication with John, the chauffeur, who she's known since she was a little girl. Now, John is 5 years older than her, and Christine is 5 years older than him. So there's also a kind of age, not much, but a bit of an age
right.
thing going on. So the whole thing is kind of a seduction. And it's and also it's a play about power and how power and class and sex are all intertwined in these three people's lives. Very steamy,
uh-huh.
very steamy, I can tell you. We're opening it on a Valentine's Day for a reason.
Right, of course.
And, there's even a tango in the play, which is kind of fun. The whole play is a bit like a tango. It's a back and forth. There are times when, of course, Julie has power because of her position, and other times when John gains power over her because of his ability to be part of this seduction.
Right, right.
So Alana Nierenberger, who's a regular actress at our theater, is playing Miss Julie, and Jen Cote, who's also well-known in the community, is playing Christine, and Sam Coughlin will be playing the role of John. And this play's being co-directed, actually, by myself and my colleague David Lear,
right.
who also
uh-huh.
designed the set for it, which is really awesome.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
That sounds really wonderful. Is this a play that you can extend the run of?
Maybe. We'll have to see how it goes. Usually we play to pretty full houses for 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
We run Thursday through Sunday. And the Thursday through Saturday shows are at 8. Sunday matinees are at 5. And our Thursdays, in case you haven't been to Main Stage West, we make our Thursdays available pay as you will. So anyone can come in and partake of the play and check us out without to put down your life savings.
Not that you really do.
No, of course not. We're actually very affordable.
Okay, well, it opens on the 14th of February, closes on March the 3rd. For information,
707-823-0177.
Great. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.